Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, before we get started, just to let you know, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, please can you like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time an episode appears, you're the very first to find out. Now, it's been a few weeks since you and I've got together, and that's because Total Somatics had a series of online free events. So it was wonderful to connect with so many people from around the world. So just a big shout out to all of you that either came in live or joined the replays and then got involved in the private Facebook group. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. So we covered lots of different subjects around the area of our subconscious mind, also suppressed emotions, and also how we allow things in life to influence our emotions and our mindset. So just because it was such a wonderful experience all getting together, I'd love to share with you some extracts for the next few weeks within this podcast series. So you too can either benefit if you were unable to attend, or if you did attend, it's just again a bit of a refresher for you. So in this episode, we're going to have a look at our emotional patterns and our somatic imprint. So all of us have got, we're all made up of patterns and programs. And as you're going to see from this particular extract, we're going to go into a little bit more of our subconscious and just to find out exactly what is running the show. So let's get started. Now, I like to use this example here of a tree. Now, you can see that little red circle at the top. I've just highlighted some random leaf that's happened. Now, what we can do, and this was a point that came out in one of the Facebook groups, is somebody was saying, oh, well, the subconscious isn't really running the show because you can tell yourself to think these thoughts or these processes or along those lines. I've paraphrased it a little bit. Please correct me if it was you that wrote that. Please do. But the reality is that the conscious mind is really that narrator. It's basically labeling everything. It's trying to cognize, it's trying to problem solve. And yet our beautiful soma, our entire body, the whole of our system is highly, highly intelligent. And we think we can talk and fix ourselves from the neck up and use this cognitive thinking, you know, just use the front part of our brain. We forget about our entire body, our entire soma. And you remember, your body is actually a reflection of your subconscious or your unconscious. So when we're trying to problem solve and fix things and cognize and micromanage and basically talk through issues, it doesn't really get to the point, because what we realize is your body, and you're going to see over the next few weeks, your body is layering and holding emotions. And unless we know how to discharge and release those emotions, they continue to be held down and they start to show up in different ways. So this is why I see the little red circle I've put here, that your conscious mind will sometimes draw attention to, say, the leaf. There might be something wrong with that leaf, you know, and that leaf could be in another setting. It could be a symptom. It could be something like a neck pain or a shoulder issue. This is what I see in my clinical practice, you see. Whereas what we want to do is, instead of being completely narrow focused on that leaf, we want to stand back with soft eyes. We want to look globally and consider, actually, there's more to this tree than that little leaf. If we just try and fix the leaf issue, there's going to be all these other little leaves that are growing off. And then before we know it, they're all going to have similar characteristics to that leaf that's in the red circle. And the reality is, we need to go deeper. We need to look at the branches. We need to look at the trunk, and we need to go to the root system or the root cause. And that root cause or the root system is your subconscious mind. And this is why this workshop's called Your Subconscious Runs the Show. It really does. Because this is where your subconscious, and we are more subconscious than conscious. So remember, we think we can cognize and problem solve, But everything is being stored and responded to emotionally. We have somatic or internalized imprints that happen through our life. Emotions show up. We can make these assumptions, and these assumptions in our life can come from belief systems or programming or patterns that we've created over the time. And I just want to share a really powerful point with you, is that a few years ago, there was a documentary, and it was talking about how powerful the subconscious is. And they had this man, and this man was, he'd lost his hand. And so he was without a hand, and he was still suffering with intense pain, which we know is like phantom limb pain, don't we? Intense pain to the doctors and saying, I'm in so much pain. I know I haven't got my hand anymore, but the pain is excruciating, as if my hand is still there. So they did all these research, all these tests, and they're like, we really don't know what to do. We know it's phantom limb pain. We're not sure why this keeps showing up. But when they started to unpack and look at things such as the habits and the patterns and the rituals and a person's behavior, what they realized was that many years ago, he lost his hand because he worked in a bakery. It was like a really severe accident, lost the hand. Now he's in a different job, but he would walk every day past this bakery and he'd get this smell in the air from the bakery. That smell was enough to trigger his subconscious to bring back emotional patterns and somatic imprints and pain perception. And it's triggered this phantom limb pain. That's how incredible your subconscious is, that you think you're in charge because you think you've got it all sorted in your conscious mind, but your subconscious is running the show. And this is how powerful it is. So that's why I invite you, and when I share with you something a bit later to do in your own personal time, I really invite you to become acquainted or meet yourself in a different way that you have before. So when I show you this movement session, I'd love you to practice. It's actually about you just becoming curious and starting to notice, and you're not putting labels on anything. You're not trying to reason why these things are the case. I just want you to notice, and I cue you in this movement session, I want you to notice the release or the lack of release or the movements or the quality of your movements, all of this, because when you start to do that, you start to bring a bit more mindful or conscious or awareness to your practice. That's how we can start to change the programs and the patterns that have been running in the background for many years. So wasn't that great? Just to start getting a little bit more insight into our subconscious. So what I'd love you to do is let me know in the comments, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, please let me know your thoughts. But also, please keep in touch with Total Somatics. And if you want to learn more, if you go to totalsomatics.com, if you click on the shop page, you can find a huge array of video and also audio workshops. So there's lots to choose from. Also, if you'd like to join the Total Somatics membership, if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page, and then leave your details there. And the next time we open the membership doors, you'll be the very first to find out. So until next time, all my love and very best wishes. Take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.